Let us turn to the book of Ephesians. The book of Ephesians. Book of Ephesians, 6th chapter. And if you don't know how to get to Ephesians, if you have a physical Bible, you're going to look in the table of contents. In the table of contents, there is a section for New Testament. So there's Old Testament, then New Testament. And then once you have the New Testament section, you're going to see Matthew, then Mark, then Luke, then John, then Acts and Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, and Ephesians. And then that's where you go to that page number, go to chapter 6, and then once you're at the 6th chapter, it'll say chapter 6, or it'll have a big number 6. Then you're going to go to the first, second, and third verses, and we're going to just stay there today. Okay, we got a short passage today. Book of Ephesians, 6th chapter, 1-3 verses. While we're still searching for it, I will say thank God to, that Reverend Burks is in the house. Amen. Amen. Glad to have him back on the pulpit. Certainly very helpful. Amen. Especially today. So I thank you. Thank God for Reverend Burks being here. Ephesians, the 6th chapter, 1-3 verses. What I'm going to do is I'm going to read out the Christian Standard Bible version. You'll find similar words printed in your text. So whether you're reading in a book or whether you're reading on your Bible app, I am reading from Ephesians 6, 1-3, and it reads as follows. It says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, because this is right." Verse 2 reads, "Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you, and that you may have a long life in the land." And I'd like to come from the following subject: honor your mother. Honor your mother. Today is the second day in May, second Sunday in May, and at least on the American calendar, this is the day that is set aside to honor mothers. We call it Mother's Day. Different cultures have different versions of this day, but there are several different cultures that do honor their mothers, not always on the second Sunday. Some do, but it is something that is worldwide, and God bless that. You know, God, it's a good thing, because mothers should be honored. You know, mothers go through a whole lot to just be mothers. I've never been a mother. I never will be a mother. But what I understand is that just to be a mother is work. It's work. It takes effort to be a mother. And so we're grateful for days like this, where we can honor our mothers. Now, today what we'll talk about is, what does that look like? What does it look like to actually honor your mother? Because there's a lot of reasons. There's a lot of reasons and a lot of ways to honor our mothers. Some of us have dinners coming up. Some of us are enjoying breakfasts or lunches right now. Some mothers are, taking the day off. They're getting some relaxation. What does honoring our mother look like? What does it actually look like? And in the book of Ephesians, the sixth chapter, what you'll see is that Paul answers that question. This is in the middle of a passage where Paul is talking about how to live for God. How do we actually live for God? You know, not just how we talk about it, right? But how does this happen in real life? What do we actually do when we're outside of church? How do you actually live for God? How do you actually follow God? Yeah. And so when it comes to the subject of the house, Paul says here in verse 1, he says, children. Now, everybody in here is a child of somebody. You all apply. You all qualify. Everybody is a child of somebody. Even Jesus was a child of somebody. So as Christians, we ought to be listening when it says children. That applies to everybody. It says what? Obey your parents in the Lord. Why I got to do that? Because this is right. It's the right thing to do. And, you know, usually, you know, when I'm preaching and whatnot, you know, I like to go and dive deep and look in the historical context and bring in different things. But sometimes messages preach themselves. Obey your parents. It says, in the Lord. Because this is right. And what Paul does is he supports that with a scripture, one of the Ten Commandments, which says, verse 2, honor your mother and father, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it will it may go well with you and that you may have a long life in the land. So how do you honor your father and mother? Paul is showing that. What does honoring our mother look like? It looks like obeying them in the Lord. Not that deep, y'all. Listen to your mother. Listen to what she tells you to do. And don't just listen, do it. Don't just hear it, do it. Don't just analyze it and talk about how this is probably the right path for you. Actually, do it. Obey them. But the scripture does say what? In the Lord. What does that mean? What does that in the Lord mean? It means this. It means do what your mom says unless it goes against what God says. You know, don't forget that we serve God, right? And he's above all. And he controls all. And at the end of the day, when it's time for us to go meet God, you know, our mama's not going to be able to defend us. Our mama's not going to be able to say that, well, you know, I told him such and such, and God's going to say, well, you know, it's fine. It's excused. You know, your mama told you, so that's all right. That's not how that works. We are all accountable to God. We are all accountable to what he has told us to do. And unfortunately, we have mothers that sometimes go against this Bible, that go against what God wants or is saying to do. And what we need to know is that we ought to have a relationship with God to where we even know what he wants. And then when we talk about what our mom wants, we ought to be able to, you know, put two and two together. But I hear some of us saying, well, you know, how do I know if what my mom says is going against what God says? Well, guess what? If you don't know, you should look up. You should look it up. One. You should ask people. Two. But if you still don't know, you should probably just obey your mama. Because God would make it clear. God would make it clear to you what he says. And so it's never an excuse to willingly disobey God because you're listening to your mom. But those times are usually far and few in between. Okay? Or few and far in between. Usually, your mama's going to tell you right. Usually, when mama tells you to clean your room, you know, it's, there's no scripture in the Bible that says, don't clean your room. I'm just telling you that right now. You know, usually when mom says, come to the dinner table and eat, there's no scripture in the Bible that says, don't come to the dinner table. So I'm just throwing out some common exceptions. When your mom tells you to be quiet and listen, again, there's no scripture in the Bible that tells you to not be quiet when your mom is telling you to be quiet. So this is just an exception. But do what your mom says. And then on a day like this, honor her. You know, honoring is not just obeying, but it's also recognizing her. Honor her. You know, your mom gets a raised status. You know, she's not some random woman. That's your mom. You get one mom. You get one. Honor her while she is still here. Yes, take her to dinners. Yes, bring flowers. Yes, do all of these things. Honor her. Let her know that she is special in your life. Because she is. She's not a random woman. That is your mom. Now, if we go back to the scripture, if we're looking at verse 2 again, it says, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment, with a promise. And then what does verse 3 say? So that it may go well with you, and that you may have a long life in the land. Now, you know something I've learned? I mean, I can say this at least with my mother because, you know, my mother, thank God for my mother, Deaconess Earlene Brooks. My mother taught me and raised me always with the intent of maximizing my life. Let me say it like this. Usually, your mom is invested in your longevity. Okay? A good mom will help you to live long. It's not just about obeying what mama says. There is a reason why mom tells you the things that they tell you, that she tells you. It's because they've lived longer than you. And they have seen more than you. And they understand that this world is weird. No mother wants to lose their own son or daughter. No good mother. And just for the record, for everybody online, everybody I'm looking in here, you know, the mothers are good in here. Okay, I'm just throwing this out there. A good mom will help you to live long. A good mom is going to give you advice and talk to you and try to correct you so that you can maximize your life, Maximize your potential. Maximize what you are here to do. Your mom, especially for Christian moms, are trying to do what's best for you and your relationship with the Lord. That is what these moms are here for. It's to help you. So understand, it's not, you know, sometimes when we get in a doghouse and people, you know, yell at us and mama yells at us and getting on me, you know, we always have this tendency to think about ourselves, right? Ah, you know, she did this. Ah, she on my case. Why don't she leave me alone? We always tend to forget that mom's actually doing this for a reason. What I've learned as a father and being married to my wife, our son's mother, the lovely lady, Felicia Brooks, amen. What I've learned is that all of this correction is not something that she wants to do. You know, when we have to tell our son to stop running so far ahead, or to come and sit down and, or don't, you know, drop, leave that alone, or don't touch that. It's not because she enjoys yelling at Jason. It's not because she enjoys being loud. It's because she wants to make sure that Jason maximizes his life. And maximizes his potential and make sure that he doesn't do anything that hurts him. That is what a good mother does. And like I said, I'm looking around the room and I see a lot of good mothers. Amen. Now, understand, we know that Jesus is the center of our worship. We honor Jesus above everyone. Yes, I know it's Mother's Day and we want to honor mothers, but the reason why we're even here today is because Jesus has done so much for us. Jesus, who was born through 42 generations and born through the Virgin Mary, and he lived for 33 years, and he was crucified on a Roman cross for our sins, and then he died, and on the third day, he rose again. That Jesus, the one who's there in the midnight hour, the one who cares for us, the one who loves us, this Jesus, the one that we celebrate and that we even have a name, Christians, because he was Jesus Christ, and we're taking that name, Jesus. The reason we have many reasons to honor Jesus above everyone, and we have many reasons to follow Jesus. And I'm telling you, even Jesus, the Son of God, God in the flesh, even Jesus honored his mother. Even Jesus did it. So if Jesus can honor his mother, which is kind of wild because he created, you know, all things were created by him and through him and for him, right? He's the only person that, you know, knew his mother before his mother existed. It's kind of weird to think about that, right? Jesus, who actually has all authority, even over his mother, Jesus honored his mother. He didn't have to. He didn't need to. But Jesus did, because even Jesus believed in honoring mothers. And honoring mothers looked like sometimes Jesus had to do what his mama told him to do. Jesus, the Son of God. Even Jesus submitted to his mom's commands, as long as they didn't go against its Heavenly Father's commands. And so I say this as Christians, we do what Christ did. Let's honor our mothers. That's what Christians do. Jesus honored his mom. We honor his mom. So as I close, honor your mother. And not only because they're deserving of it, not only because of how much they've gone through, not only because it would mean so much to them, But if we want to talk about you, honor your mother because it's good for your health. It's good for your health. You'll live as long as you can if you honor your mother. And we are grateful for them. And we do not want to shorten our lives because we weren't listening. Listen to your mom. You get one of them. Amen.